Take your Bible tonight, Matthew chapter 14, if you will, just one verse. Matthew chapter 14, verse 36, if you will. Matthew 14, verse 36. And we'll read this verse and get into the message tonight. Hope it'll be a help and encouragement to you. Matthew 14, verse 36. The Bible said, "And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole."
Amen.
As many as touched were made perfectly whole. There is a very, very well-known song, especially amongst Stamps Baxter music, but people have heard it everywhere. It's the song, "Just a Little Talk with Jesus."
Right.
And very well known. People have been singing it for years, and it's kind of a, sometimes it's sort of a go-to song for quartets, if you will. And can't help but think, you know, there's a lot of folks that want a little talk with Jesus,
right.
But the only problem is they want to do all the talking.
Come on, preach it.
You know, we want just a little talk with Jesus, but let me do all the talking if I could. I'll be honest, I think what so many need is just a little touch from Jesus to make them all right. I believe that's what it is. I'll be honest, I would rather tonight to have a touch from him than a talk with him. Many people in the Bible got a touch from the Lord. And what I want to do tonight is just take a look at a few of them and just learn from what happened to them. And maybe you find yourself tonight, you need a touch from him too. So if you have your Bible, let's just look around a little bit. Go to Mark chapter 8 for the first of those. And Mark chapter 8, one verse here again. Mark chapter 8, if you will, look down in verse 25. Mark chapter 8, verse 25. The Bible gives us these words. It says, "After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly." He touched some eyes. Now, I'll be honest with you, folks. I believe here's the first touch we need. This is the first touch. We need our eyes to be touched. The Bible said God touched these. Now, he's dealing here with a blind man, but he took him by the hand, it says in verse 23, and he touched him there in verse 25. He put his hand upon his eyes, made him look up. He was restored, and the Bible said he saw every man clearly. That's what we need. You say, why do you think you need that? We need that first. Well, because of what 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and verse 4 say, all right? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4 say this, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them," or unto them. So many people, they cannot see the glorious light that comes from the Lord. So many people are blinded to the gospel. So many people are blinded to the truth of the Word of God. Well, what we need is that clearing touch from Jesus, that he might touch our eyes, that we might be able to see clearly. We'd have our eyes open. The Bible tells us over in the book of Lamentations that mine eye affecteth my heart.
Right.
We need our heart affected,
oh, yeah.
But oftentimes it's what we see that affects our heart.
Yes, sir.
If we can see it, then it'll affect our heart. We have missionaries come. They show a video. They show a video on purpose.
Right.
If they're wise, they don't show beautiful scenery. Yeah, most every country has some beautiful scenery. Most every place. Even Oklahoma has beautiful scenery, all right? Nebraska, I'm not sure I've ever seen a beauty there, but every place does. Every place has some beautiful scenery, and we can look at it and get excited about it. But, hey, that's not what affects your heart. Man, what you need to see when a missionary shows work, you need to see some people. Need to see people that realize those people need the gospel. They need to hear the word of God. So our eye affects our heart. And my friend, our problem is sometimes we don't see very clearly.
Right.
We don't see very clearly. Now, I'm not talking about physically. I'm not talking about physical sight. Yeah, last night, these young ladies, we took them on a tour around Fort Worth real quick, just taking in a few sights, and I kind of felt sorry for one of them. The young lady played the piano. She was having bad trouble with a headache, and so she thought part of it was because of her contacts, so she had taken them out. And man, I found out she couldn't see nothing, okay? I mean, she just couldn't see anything. We went to the restaurant, and I didn't realize it at the time, but another girl there with her, and they were ordering, and she was ordering for her, and I thought, well, you know, maybe she's just, you know, a freshman in college and shy and bashful and all that. Well, no problem, she couldn't see, all right? She couldn't see. We went down to the water gardens, and that's really when I found out. I said, you know, don't you want to go down there at the bottom? She said, well, I can't see. I don't have my contacts in, and I can't see. I thought, well, probably be better if you didn't try it then, you know? Don't want you tripping and falling down in there. But I'm not talking about physical sight. I'll be honest, I'm talking about that spiritual sight. We need the Lord to touch our eyes so we can see with the eye of faith. We can see that which the rest of the world does not see. We can see things that we've never seen before, and God might lay some things on our heart. And if you can't see clearly, boy, just cry out to God and ask Him to help you see. There's some things that we might not see and we might not understand tonight, and we don't see it, but you say, why? Well, the Bible tells 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12, now we see through a glass darkly.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of things that go on in this whole world don't make much sense. Mm-hmm. I watch what's happening in the world today, and I think, man, I just can't believe it.
Amen.
Can people be that deceived? Well, the answer is yes.
Oh, yes.
They can. Blinded to the truth. And that's one of the challenges when we're out witnessing. People are blinded to the truth of the Word of God. We've heard so much of the doctrine of man, and we've heard so much of religious teaching, if you will, that people are just totally messed up, you know. You can read, sometimes I see things on Facebook, and I look at that, and I think, you've got to be kidding. And I almost comment, but I think, no, I'll just cause trouble. And because my problem is I have a tendency to be sarcastic. Sarcasm doesn't come across on the printed page, all right? And people don't grasp it that you're being sarcastic, so I've got to be careful about it. Hey, but we live in a time when people are blinded. Hey, listen, we need our eyes open. We need Him to touch our eyes. We need Him to touch us so that we can see what the world can't see. And once you get your eyes open, hey, and you get it right, then you can get your heart right, okay? Because mine eye affecteth my heart. So we see in the Bible He touched some eyes. But that's not all. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. That's not the only thing He touched. Matthew chapter 8, if you will, look with me down in verse 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. The Bible says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities upon Him and bare our sickness. That is definitely not the verse I want, all right? Just not it whatsoever. Man, when you can't trust your computer to print the right word and just get it out there, all right? I want you to go along. Verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. The Bible said, and He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. The Bible says, some people say Peter's the first pope. Well, he wouldn't have been, because you wouldn't want a mother-in-law if you weren't married, okay? That's just not something you'd desire. But the Lord tells us that Peter, mother-in-law, was sick, and Jesus came to the house there. He entered Peter's home, and his mother-in-law was there, and He simply walked over and touched her hand. Just walked over and touched her hand. That was all that it took. The fever was gone. She was able to get up. She was able then to turn around and minister unto them, all right? Hey, just the touch of a hand, all right? He touched a hand. You see, the touch on the hand is a controlling touch. It's a controlling touch. It shows that the one who grasped the hand is in control. The one who grasped the hand is in control. You take the hand of a child. Why? To get them under control. To get them under control. My wife worked with little kids for years and worked with them in school. And my technique with little kids is I'm fixing to smack you one, boy. That's my technique for everything. But she has the ability, and she can tell when there's a time when she'll just take them by the hand. Just take them by the hand and get control. Get control, all right, just by grabbing that hand. I can think of times where I took my child's hand when they were little to get them under control. Get them under control. Hey, you take them by the hand. You touch that hand so you can lead. And if you just get them by the hand, I can lead you. I can show you where you want to go. All right, that touch of that hand is a controlling touch. But it's not only a controlling touch, it's a comforting touch.
Amen.
A comforting touch. Just to have somebody reach out and touch your hand. You ever been there? Boy, what a comfort came because somebody would take your hand. What a comfort. I want to give you this illustration. My wife and I, it was a good number of years ago, were on an airplane. We were flying, and we were having to make a stop. I think we were on the way home from wherever it was we had been. We were on the way back, and we got on this plane, and I was sitting, as I usually do, by the window, because I want to see where we're going to land if we fall. So I was, I sat by the window and looking out. She was sitting in the middle there beside me. And then there was a young girl sitting over there by her on the aisle seat. And they had struck up a conversation. They had talked just a little bit. I really wasn't paying too much attention and just flying along. Well, we began to land in the city where we had to make a little quick stop over before we came back to DFW. And, man, it got rough. Hey, that old airplane was bouncing all over the place. And it was just going crazy. And, I wasn't really thinking that much about it. And then I looked. I happened to notice that young lady sitting next to my wife had grabbed her hand. I thought, ma'am, if this thing crashes, she's going down too, all right? Not going to do you any good. But it was just that touch.
Amen.
Just a little comforting touch.
Amen.
And then I began to listen as my wife talked to her. She said, it's okay. We've been in planes before. You're all right. The wing's not going to fall off. She probably didn't say that, all right? She was just comforting, all right? Comforting, that comforting touch. That girl was scared, but that touch helped her.
Right.
It was a comfort to her. Hey, boy, I'll tell you, sometimes we need the touch of the hand of God.
Amen.
On our hand. We just need to feel that touch. We need to realize He's in control. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We may be facing something we think really, really difficult, really tough, but if we can feel His touch on our hand and feel the touch of His hand, we realize He's in control. Everything's going to be okay. There's not going to be a problem. Hey, we need Him to grab our hand. We need Him to lead us. We need Him to take our hand, that He can lead us where we need to go. And what a wonderful thing it is, He'll take us by the hand and lead us through the trials, the troubles, the pitfalls of life. But it's okay as long as we've got a hold of His hand.
Amen.
When I was a little kid, if I had a hold of Dad's hand, everything's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't matter where it was going, what was happening. As long as He had a hold of my hand, everything was okay. I figured it was going to be all right, It was going to be all right. It's such a comfort then to know He's in control.
Amen.
He's in control. We look at everything going on. I try not to be a fatalist. I try to be optimistic in life. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think things are going too well.
Amen.
Not just in the United States. I mean the whole world. Things are in uproar. And it's more than COVID, okay? That's just another symptom. And we see everything that's taking place, and it's easy to get a little scared, okay? Hey, we're human beings.
Amen.
It can be easy sometimes get a little bit scared. We watch the news and it's all bad. You say, well, I'll just turn it off. Well, it doesn't change the circumstances. It doesn't change that. It's what helps to realize he's got his hand on all of it.
Amen.
He's in control. Hey, if my hand's in his, everything's all right. Just to feel the touch of his hand on mine, to know he's got things right under control. What a blessing that is. What a blessing that is. Hey, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need that. Just the touch. Hey, we need that touch of his hand on our eyes. We need that touch of his hand on our hand to let us know he's got control of this thing. But there's another touch we need, all right? Look in Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, would you? In Luke chapter 22, down in verse 51. Luke chapter 22, down in verse 51. Notice what the Bible says here, all right? And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him.
Right.
Hey, I want to tell you, with this simple touch, the Lord Jesus Christ displayed his forgiveness. Displayed his forgiveness. Here was a soldier coming to take him captive. They had been out in the Mount of Olives. They had been praying.
Amen.
Now these soldiers are coming to take him captive. He knew what was coming. Think Peter, thinking he was doing right, swung and cut off the fellow's ear. I believe in an attempt to cut his head off. But he was swinging that sword and just got his ear. And the Lord Jesus forgave Peter for the impetuous move he made. You know, he forgave him. He didn't, jump on him, all right. He just simply said, hey, it's all right. But then he displayed his forgiveness at the same time when he reached out to those that would have taken his life, and he took that ear and restored it. He touched that ear. He touched that ear. A very simple thing, displaying forgiveness. Hey, I just wonder, do you need that touch on your life? Do you need that touch that signifies, I forgive you? I forgive you. We need the forgiving touch of the Savior's hand maybe tonight. Tonight. Why? Because we've disappointed him. We've let him down. We've disobeyed him. We haven't done some of the things. Hey, you know, a lot of the times it's not what we did that was the disobedience. It's what we didn't do. It's what we didn't do. My brother and I used to get in trouble for what we didn't do.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We didn't do the dishes. We didn't do our chores around the house.
Amen.
You've heard about the guy that went to prison for what he didn't do.
Right?
He didn't wipe his fingerprints off the safe. All right?
Amen.
Hey, you know, well, there's things we don't do that we need God's forgiveness for. Well, I don't feel like I'm looking at a bunch of, you know, armed robbers here tonight and adulterers. I hope not.
Amen.
You're not immoral people. But oftentimes, what we need God to forgive us for is what we haven't done. What we neglected to do. God's told us you need to take care of these things, and we haven't done it.
Right.
We need that forgiving touch from him. I want to assure you tonight, he stands ready. He stands willing to forgive. If you and I will just simply come to him and ask for it. Willing to do it. Willing to do it. Happy to do it. Not saying, well, okay, but this better never happen again. No, but willing to forgive us. And forgive us without reminding us this is the 35th time I've had to forgive you for the same thing. Hey, don't sit there tonight looking like that ain't me. I've never done. Yeah, we have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have. Hey, we need that touch of the hand of the Savior.
Amen.
Oh, what a good thing it is to have him touch and to signify it's forgiven. It's forgiven. You ever had to go to somebody and ask for forgiveness? An individual that you had done something, maybe unintentionally, or maybe intentionally, and you got to feeling real bad about it later, and you go to that person and you ask them to forgive you. It's one thing for that person to say, hey, it's all right, it's forgiven. But I don't know what it is. There's just something about it when that person will reach out, maybe just pat you on the shoulder and said, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's forgiven. It's forgiven. You don't have to worry about it again. Don't mention it. What a blessing. Hey, what a blessing. Hey, we need the touch of His hand. Go with me back to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. It's just a little touch from Jesus that we need tonight. Just a little touch from Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, if you would, look at verse 7. Matthew chapter 17, verse 7. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Arise and be not afraid. They were on the Mount of Transfiguration. And, you know, what an experience that must have been to literally hear the audible voice of God, to see the Lord being transfigured, where the Bible said His face did shine as the sun, His raiment was white as the light. They fell on their face because they were sore afraid. And the Greek, that means they were flat scared, all right? They were afraid. But the Lord came along and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. Hey, the disciples were afraid because of what they had heard. The voice of God spoken to them. That'd be enough to scare anybody. I mean, really. You said, oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear the voice of God. What did the Lord do? Well, He reached down and comforted them with His touch. And He just, as if to say to them, listen, there's no reason to be afraid. As long as Jesus was there. No reason to fear. No reason to fear. We get afraid. We get afraid in life. I mean, there, things happen. We go to the doctor and the doctor doesn't give us the news we want to hear. The doctor gives us news. Said, well, you've got this disease. And immediately we think, oh my goodness. And okay, what is the prognosis? And how long have I got, you know? We worry about that kind of thing. Hey, listen, as long as Jesus is there, there's no reason to be afraid. Now, you might say in that great moment of faith, well, wait a minute. He's not here. He was there with those disciples, but He's not here. But wait a minute, you're wrong. He is. Because the Bible said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's never out of reach. He's never where He can't reach you as His child. He's there. I've watched some videos that are talking about the reflexes of people. And there's this one, this guy's holding on to this one little kid, fooling with him. And this one over here, a little baby, falls off of this shelf or whatever it was on. And that guy, man, just calmly grabs it, puts him back up there. Instantaneous reflexes. Got him. Hey, that's the way you are with the Lord. He can reach you. He can touch you. You're never out of His reach. You said, what are you saying to me, preacher? I'm saying this. Do you need just a little touch from Jesus tonight? Do you just need a touch from Him? Nope, everything's perfect. Life is wonderful. Not me. I need His touch. I'll be honest, I need His touch. I want Him. Now, not in some spooky way, all right?
Amen.
Not in some far out deal where you go, man, I was sitting there the other night and all of a sudden I just felt. No, not that kind of thing. Not that kind of thing. I'm not talking about some spooky thing. I'm talking about spiritual truth.
Yes, sir. Come on.
That we might feel the touch of His hand upon us. Oh, that He would touch our eyes so that we could see the truth. He would touch our eyes so that we could see the truth of the Word of God. We could see it in action around us. We can see it being played out on every hand in the world today, that he could just touch them. Oh, that he would touch our ear. That he would, you know, I encourage you to lean that ear to him. He's calling you. He stands ready to forgive. Sometimes we as Christians think, well, no, I've sinned again. I've done that same old thing, and I've done it so many times. I just want to tell you, you still need that touch from him. But he's still willing to do it. We need that touch from here. Reach out your hand and let him have control in you, in your life. Let him touch you. Let him reach and get a hold of you. Let him comfort you a little bit. Just be there where he can. Allow that touch of God in your life. Allow him to do it. Man, I'm not preaching to you about something that you need. I'll tell you, I'm preaching to you about something I want.
Amen.
I want that touch.
Right.
I want that touch. I like that touch of forgiveness.
Amen.
I like it because there's things that I mess up on.
Oh, yeah.
There's things I'm like Paul when he said, that which I want to do, I don't do. And that which I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing.
Yes, sir.
So what do you need? I need the touch of his hand.
Amen.
For forgiveness on my life. All I need is touch on my eyes. I don't want to be blind spiritually in this world of wickedness, that we might have the discernment we need if he'd just touch us. Just touch us. And then I don't ever want to get where I think I don't need his touch.
Amen.
For leadership.
Amen.
I don't need his touch to say, whoa, boy.
Yep.
I need that. Hey, listen, I've watched preacher friends of mine do some real stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid things.
Yeah.
Wicked things. And I think it's because they didn't allow the Lord to get a hold and say, no, just wait. Just wait. Hey, listen, I want him to touch me. I want his hand on my life. I want him to reach out and to say, I'm in control. Let me lead you through this difficulty. Let me take you through the valley. Let me take you through the trial. Let me hold your hand. Let me guide you where you need to go. And in the darkest moment, you'll feel the comforting touch of the hand of God. You need his touch tonight. You need his touch. Oh, man, he's ready. He's ready to touch you. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. We're just sinners. Lord, we're sinners saved by grace. But, Lord, we're needy people. Dear God, help us never get to the point where we don't want to feel your touch. Lord, maybe right now we've got several sitting here that need a touch from you. It may be a comforting touch they need, or a touch to lead them. It may be a touch to clean their vision so they can see clearly and understand. Lord, whatever it is, maybe it's a touch of forgiveness. Well, Lord, we need your touch tonight. Lord, would you help us to have the wisdom to come to you and seek that touch? Lord, to take just enough time for just a little touch from Jesus. First, in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Would you stand tonight? We're going to sing page 17, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Hey, do you need his touch? Do you need his touch? And why don't you come forward? Maybe you need to sit here. Maybe you need to kneel at the altar. Need that touch. Then go ahead and come tonight. Would you do it while we sing this first verse? Come on.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the while I am waiting.
come on this verse. Come on. God's speaking to you. You need that touch? Come. Let him touch you tonight.
Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow.
Just one more verse, would you sing it?
Wait, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray.
Would you bow your heads tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed? Would you pray for those folks that came tonight? There's a need. Would you pray for them? God might answer. Give them what they need tonight. And then look at yourself. Do you need a touch from God? Oh, just that little touch. Make everything okay. It'll make it all right. Those problems, those troubles that seem insurmountable, just get that touch. You'd realize he's got it under control, totally taken care of. Our Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. How good you've been to us. You've taken care of every need we have. You've blessed us. Lord, you've helped us through one valley after another. You've helped us get through one problem after another. Lord, I pray that we'd constantly look for your touch in our life. And Lord, we'd seek touch of your hand, just to know it's there, just to feel that touch and know everything's going to be all right. Lord, go with us now and give us a good week. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good to have you tonight. You're dismissed.